Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Filene's Big Bright Minds here in beautiful Arizona. Look who we have in the studio lounge, Dr. Jeffrey Robinson.
Yes, how are you
from Rutgers University? How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. It sounds like you're throwing down the gauntlet to Lamont Black, who's the best centers of excellence.
Well, I like this. A little friendly competition is okay.
Exactly. I never hurt anybody. So yeah, I'm sure Lamont's up for the challenge. I think it's going to benefit everybody for sure. What centers of innovation or excellence do you lead as well?
Yeah, I lead the Center of Excellence on Innovation and Incubation.
All right. Well, the challenge is on.
That's right.
The challenge is on. So you were up there talking about innovation, obviously. So give us a quick overview. I took a few notes here. Oh my gosh, there's a lot of notes here. Share with me, just give us a quick overview and we'll dive into a couple of details here.
Sure. Well, what I was trying to get people to understand is that there's a reason why people need to be thinking about innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And then to be intentional about how they approach it.
Right.
The reason has to do with competition and all the pressures and all the things that especially young people are doing with their money.
Yep.
So now, how do we, as a credit union, begin to innovate? Think differently, do things differently, so that we can be competitive going into the future.
Mm-hmm. How do we get people to act on innovation? We've been talking about innovation since the beginning of time, it seems, because it's all around us and it's happening faster than ever today.
Right.
So, but how do we get people to act on it? Because again, it's everywhere. So especially credit unions, because they really need to innovate in order to keep up or even surpass other financial institutions.
That was really the purpose of us talking from the stage today. I brought a panel up, and the panelists represented different sizes of credit unions, and they all had different approaches, and it came from their experience.
Mm-hmm.
There are different ways to do it. Certainly, you can convene a task force or bring people in to help you facilitate the process of innovation.
Mm-hmm.
You can have partnerships with universities or other credit unions who are thinking about it. So those are intentional things.
Mm-hmm.
They require some resources, some people, and some effort to do. But you can't just hope that it's going to happen.
You took the words right out of my
mouth,
because I love that. Hope is not going to make anything happen. It's nice to have, but you got to actually put in some legwork in this area to get the wheels moving here. So there's three categories of innovation. Can you share those with us and the whys behind it?
Well, so I was talking about two different categories today. I talked about business innovation.
Yeah.
I talked about social innovation.
Yes.
So the business innovation, most of the time, is the things people think about when it comes to how we can sort of put pieces together within our credit unions to innovate, to serve our members better. To find new and efficient better ways to operate.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of tinker with what you have inside. You can connect some pieces, bring in some technology or other things, and on the other side of that is a new or different way to do things to achieve some kind of business
exactly.
goal.
Yeah.
But there's another one, which again I think of as part of the superpower that credit unions can bring.
The collaboration aspect of it?
Well, I'm talking about this, what I call social innovation.
Okay.
And here's where we want to combine that with the business innovation. So social innovation says, how do we solve problems in our communities? How do we solve social problems?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Credit unions were founded to address the economic and social problems of their day.
Right.
So by extension, credit unions should be doing that today.
No doubt.
So social innovation says, we've got resources, we've got technology, we've got a way that we do things to provide loans or to support people who are trying to get cars or to support the financial well-being of folks. Great. The question is, how might you do something different to address communities who don't have access to that? Now there's the social problem.
Oh yeah.
So what makes the connection between what you have as wonderful things that you do to new communities to give them economic access so they can be included in the same economy as everybody else?
Right.
Or for another example, there are lots of businesses out there who are looking for loans. Now, they don't need $100,000 loans. They need $25,000 or $50,000 loans. Most financial institutions are staring away from that. They don't want to deal with that. So, question is, what role could a credit union play?
Oh, yeah.
You know, in that space.
Yeah.
And that leverages a social innovation called microfinance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe people have heard of that.
Yeah.
You've used it before. So microfinance is now maybe a way to approach those small businesses in the community. And there's a gap that larger institutions are not going to touch.
Mm-hmm.
And a credit union that knows this community,
yeah,
that can get close to those business owners, can fill that gap.
Talk about an opportunity.
There is an opportunity.
Yeah, massive yeah, opportunity out there for sure. So, yeah, because we saw, I mean, like coming out of the pandemic, there were a lot of, I heard some report that there were more new businesses started during the pandemic and just after the pandemic.
That's exactly right.
Because a lot of people had time on their hands. They're like thinking, they're innovating.
That's right.
You know, they're thinking about new ways to do things. Right. So yeah, there's a massive need for that, I would think.
There
so
is. And that's the thing. Seeing those trends, the question that a credit union can ask themselves, mm-hmm, is how do we reorganize the things that we already do to address that new trend,
yep,
or that social problem,
yeah,
or that issue,
yeah,
that's happening in our community. And that is innovative.
No doubt, no doubt. And you brought up four credit unions who were doing just that. So can you share with me maybe a couple of highlights, what they talked about?
Yeah.
I took a couple of notes on what they said as well.
Yeah, they all had different approaches.
Yep.
And some were smaller credit unions, some were very large, mm-hmm, established credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And they fit the solution to their size and what they have. But just as a couple examples.
Yeah.
One of the credit unions that's led by Lily Newcomer.
Oh yeah, Lily.
Lily talked about how they have a group that was reading regularly, but to get them to sort of think outside the box,
right,
you might say.
Right.
They had to leave the box of their offices and go someplace else. And in that place, that's where they met and started coming up with a new idea.
Gotcha.
And what was unique about it was that they went to the zoo. Like, and we asked,
really?
Asked her on the stage, why'd you go to the zoo? Well, the zoo had a meeting space and they had some activities that they would walk people through to get them to think differently.
Yeah.
About zoo operations. Mm-hmm. People know zoos, but mm-hmm, zoos are actually quite innovative in what they do and how they get new people to come in.
Yeah.
And you can learn from that. Sometimes and Lily was a great example about this, as she led her organization outside the walls of the credit union to be able to do some
innovation. That's a great idea.
I'll give you one more.
Yeah.
Thomas Demura from mm-hmm, Digital
mm-hmm,
Credit Union. They're a larger credit union. And the interesting thing that they did a few years ago was actually form a CUSO that was going to be part of this innovation. Now, in principle, that sounds great. You have a relationship with a pseudo third party. They're connected to you, but they're outside. And they're going to be part of the innovation process and facilitate mm-hmm, things for you.
Mm-hmm.
They found out that there were some people who were a little skeptical of that inside of the credit union.
Oh,
they were
really?
Like, you guys don't sit with us all the time. You don't know it. And so they just made a recent decision to bring that group in-house. They'll still be together, but they'll now be part of the bigger picture. And that's interesting. They have a separate group that this is their responsibility to help seed innovation throughout the entire credit union. And again, they're a large organization.
Yeah.
They put some resources together to make that happen. And that's a different approach.
Right, right.
Depending on your size and which way you're going, there's some great things we have documented on the Finally website. And we're actually going to take the video from today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to post that because that's going to be
a
wonderful resource for people to look at.
And I want to give you guys a plug, too, because you just released a new report, Innovation Matters.
That's
so,
right.
And that you just revealed that. That was the big launch today.
Hey,
so
it was like, ta-da, here it is.
Merry Christmas.
That's
There's your reading material over the holidays.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah,
that's
you want to share with us just to give us a quick overview on Innovation Matters? And then we'll include a link to it in our show notes, too.
Fantastic.
So,
fantastic. So the Innovation Matters report goes into some detail about how we think about these building blocks for credit union
mm-hmm,
innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave a little bit of a preview of that today through the presentation mm-hmm, that we gave, but the report goes into detail. It has a nice, beautiful graphic that our designers come up with, showing how the blocks can be reorganized to create things. We write about some great examples inside the report, mm-hmm. And then we conclude with a challenge, saying, you know, so how do you get your people to think this way? And that's where we'll go a little deeper in our next set of episodes to highlight some of those examples from around the credit union system.
Yeah, I can't wait to read this. I love this topic because there's so many avenues you can take. And share with me, I mean, before I let you go, because I know you want to get back in there and watch some of the other presentations, but at the very end when you were asking advice from the credit unions, they said some really profound things in there. One of the things that really stuck with me is, and I'm a big proponent of, is never wait for perfect. Get the product or the service out there when it's good enough, and then iterate after that. What are your thoughts on that? And then somebody else said, don't be afraid of failure as well. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on what they set up there?
Both of those things come from design thinking and entrepreneurial mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, for a lot of corporations and organizations, getting things perfect is been the way
that
and not only doesn't it happen, but some of the most innovative companies and organizations in the world don't work that way.
Exactly.
Just think about the apps that you have. Okay, it's functional, but mm-hmm. it got some quirks.
Right.
So what do? They release another version. They iterate on it.
Exactly.
So that's why that was great advice.
Yeah.
And the more people who are at the tops of the organizations who understand that and accept the fact mm-hmm. that some things we're going to try aren't mm-hmm. going to work and then we got to move on, but we're going to learn from it.
Yep.
The more we have that, the better the credit union system is going to be positioned to do innovation.
Couldn't agree more. Oh my gosh, Jeffy, thank you so much for hanging out with me for a few minutes. Anything else to add before I let you back into the show here, sir?
Hey, well, check out the website and the Filene report number 541, Innovation Matters, with my co-author, Dr. Stacy Duros. And look, make sure that you digest it and use it. We got to have this credit union system and all the parts of it to continue to survive and be a benefit to the members and the communities where we are.
Well said, sir. On that note, I'll let you go back to the show. Thank you, Jeffrey. You. Appreciate it. Well done, and keep up the good work.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.